observation is an important skill, especially when it's your job to save lives. It's the first and most basic tool physicians use to reach a diagnosis and choose a treatment for their patients. One Philadelphia hospital is using art to help doctors keep this simple skill sharp. Erin Mozell reports.
You're looking at that painting right here, the one that has the tag covered up, okay? And I will come back and let you know that 10 minutes are up. Don't talk to each other. Just sit here and take an inventory.
On a recent Friday afternoon, a half dozen residents from Chestnut Hill Hospital's family practice program are doing something they rarely do, sitting still. Their task, jot down every detail of the painting before them.
Anything your eyes land on are grist for the mill.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Flo Gello, a professor with Drexel Medicine who's joined the young doctors at the Woodmere Art Museum for a class called The Art of Observation. As the name implies, part of the course is designed to sharpen medicine's most basic building block. Gello says observation is critical to diagnosis and treatment.
What has to happen is a cultivated skill for the doctor to be able to look at a face and to be able to discern. You know, to look at a body part and to see what's really there and not what you might remember from the last patient you saw leaving the room 10 minutes ago.
The session starts with about 15 minutes of silence as the doctors scan the painting's content over and over and over. One group stares at a 1915 Teresa Bernstein painting called The Readers, an illustration-style snapshot of the New York Public Library. Another looks over The Chess Players, another Bernstein painting done about a decade later that depicts a friendly match between two men in a parlor.
Three more minutes.
When time is up, Hildy Tao, Woodmere's curator of education, kicks off the first of two sharing sessions.
So why don't you come up to the painting?
Okay. I saw, just start naming them, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Big picture, I see four men back to back reading books with a single lamp over the four men.
The process is at times a bit tedious as the residents struggle to separate observation from interpretation, the next part of the process. Listen as the class shares their observations about the chess players.
On the floor behind her is a dog, curled up with its head resting across its paw, lying on what appears to be hardwood floor. You can see multiple lines to the left and the right.
Can I stop you a minute? That it would be hardwood or linoleum would be an interpretation.
Okay.
You're absolutely right when you say that dog is lying on the floor.
Before leaving, the doctors combine observation and interpretation to form a narrative about the painting. A brief art history lesson follows. Standing in the hum of a first-floor gallery, resident Ava Hassa says the class could lead to better results for her patients.
Sometimes the little things that people say or the something small about them can suggest. It's kind of the opposite. It's like this: the small things you notice end up suggesting larger stories that you then have to pursue, or larger things that are going on rather than what's obvious.
Dr. Valerie Penley, a veteran family doctor at Chestnut Hill, says it's those little things like facial expressions, pallor, even body build, that can help steer the diagnosis in the right direction even before the conversation starts.
Often as the elderly progress, you notice in the past they would always be coming there beautifully dressed and put together, and then as time goes by that same patient may change, and we're not seeing that. So that would be a clue that maybe things are starting to fall apart a little bit with their memory or intellectual capabilities.
Two weeks later, I catch up with resident Atna Yunus and ask her if the art of observation has stayed with her, if she's thought about the lesson after returning to her routine. A longtime smoker admitted with labored breathing comes to mind.
We were thinking, oh, she's okay to go home, or she's okay to, you know, follow up in our clinic afterwards. I was kind of like more on the fence because I was on call, so I hadn't seen her like progress throughout the week. So I know that when I was sitting on the fifth floor, I saw her working with one of our PT people, Paul, and she was able to walk. She didn't look super short of breath, or she didn't look like she was working to do like her normal, you know, baseline activity, which she would be doing at home with a walker.
That additional observation took Eunice off the fence, and the woman was ultimately sent home. Gello says the art of observation isn't magic. It won't instantly make doctors better at the basics. This is the first year Chestnut Hill Hospital is offering the class, and so it could be some time before they know if the intersection of art and medicine is making a difference, or if the class simply offers young doctors a chance to stop and think about something other than their next patient. For The Pulse, I'm Aaron Moselle.